Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're live at Grand Forks today. My adopted hometown. I love being in Grand Forks. Strata Corporation, the place for our broadcast today. You know, you want to build a giant pad of concrete, you just call Jim Bradshaw and the crew here. If it's aggregate, I mean, they keep their trucks rolling all the time. Strata Strong, one of our sponsors of the infrastructure town halls. We did one of those on Monday. We're going to be doing more of those because I don't think we yet even have our arms around what is in the infrastructure bill that passed procedurally. Now they're debating, you know, what's in it and whatnot. And the Democrats are they got a big food fight going on with this thing. For one, they're just going to say yeah to the Republicans for this first $1.5 trillion, and then they think they're going to pass another $3.5 trillion of all kinds of woke stuff that isn't really infrastructure, that's a goodie bag, but they're going to have to do that without a single Republican. So the first one's the good one, second one's insanity, and they're working on the first one now, but they're having a big fight over it, huge fight among the Democrats. A memo to anybody that wants Republicans to conservatives and the Republicans who are bona fide conservatives to actually take the reins of power back from these children. Some of whom are not children, they're actually geriatric patients. That'd be Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden and Chuck Schumer. And some that are children like AOC and, you know, I don't know. You got the alphabet soup there for me, Todd? I forget all of them. And they're having a massive food fight right now. Get out of their way if you want 2022 to be a success for conservatives. Get out of the way if you want 2024 to be a return to Republican in the White House. Get out of the way when they're having a circular firing squad. We're usually really good at circular firing squads. Man alive, do we crush it, you know, when it comes to Second Amendment circular firing squads. We're really, really good at that. Let them be good at that for once. Anyway, what's on your mind? You know what's on mind. The phones are already ringing. That's good. We want to know what's on your mind. 800-228-0550. Masks are on my mind because I don't know if you've noticed, ladies and gentlemen, but mask mandates are on the way back. Yes, they are, because people in power, they love mask mandates. You know why? They say stuff and you do it. They say stuff and you do it. And I'm going to be a little different this time. I'll still respect any business owner that says, my insurance company says you need to wear a mask. My employees won't work if you need to wear a mask. And then I'll decide whether or not I want to do business or not. Just tell me the reason you're doing it. If you have to close your business early now because you can't get employees, I understand that. Because every business owner I talk to says that. But don't give me happy talk. Tell me. But what I'm going to require of everybody that thinks we need a mask mandate to fix COVID, tell me what data you're relying on for that. Because it is very obvious to me, masks do not work as advertised. They are not fun to wear. They are not hygienic. The minute you touch them, the mask has lost all its value. I believe more people died during the Spanish flu from germs in their mask than they did the Spanish flu. Now, it was a very different time. They literally were wearing diapers on their face. We at least had some options because I'd go to PetroServe and get the good ones. You know what I mean? And they have a box of them and I'd do a different one every time. Only when it was required of me did I wear a mask. And again, the airline owns the airline. I could choose not to fly in that airline. The grocery store I went into, Cashwise, had a nice little sign. Wear it for them. Wear it for these kids who are in sports, and if they have a COVID contact, can't play in sports. Okay, I can do that for 10 minutes, shopping for a loaf of bread at Cashwise. I can do that, and I will do that. Now, I got called all kinds of names for that yesterday, didn't I, Todd? I got called all kinds of names.
You did.
And what else did they get called names for? The Ashley Babbitt deal, right? And you know what? That's okay. That's okay. Here's the deal. I'm always going to say what I believe. I'm going to say one more thing about masks before I go. What do you mean? Here we go.
We lost you on the. Remember when we used to just do a radio show? Yeah, we lost you on the radio. So you were just squawking on your video.
Is that okay? You can hear me?
We can hear you now.
You see me wear my sunglasses. That's the only way I can see. So I better put these on so you don't think I'm Stevie Wonder. How about that?
Well, I guess it doesn't really matter if you want to be Stevie Wonder.
Shows
I bet
me
you
connected.
Can't play a keyboard anywhere near as well as he can, but...
Shows me connected to Daniel down
at
UCM.
Yeah, you're on now.
Okay, all right.
You weren't.
All right, I got it. Now, that's why you can watch us. It's called redundancy. You can watch us...
Hard to do in a car, but okay.
On all the K-Fire social media.
Don't do that in a car. I don't want somebody crashing because they're watching Scott try to...
Guess what I did today? I was driving to Grand Forks at my trail boss from Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy, and... I had, like, no warning. I'm looking dead ahead at the road, okay, kind of zoning out. I just finished a call to Chris Larson, and I go, there's a deer. Boom, I hit the deer. I mean, I had no time to even swerve. It was like, and you know what? I'm kind of glad I didn't have time to swerve because I'm driving a trail boss, and the deer lost. I won. But, I mean, I had OnStar on the phone before I even slowed down. You have an emergency. Can we call 911? I pulled over. I looked at the truck. I said, it's a little bit of leak coming out of the radiator, but I smelled it. It's radiator fluid. It's not gas, so I'm going to drive the next 14 miles to get to Grand Forks. Sorry about the deer on I-29, 4 miles south of Thompson. I'm really sorry about it. Bring it up with the deer. You shouldn't run across an
interstate. But there's a free rug laying in the middle. A pelt.
Todd called it a rug. As God is my witness, I called my wife and my wife only about the whole deer incident. As I was driving, and I said, I need Maria sees a deer, because that's what we call Maria. That's her nickname when we drive. She sees the deer. I said, I needed Maria sees a deer on the road, and she said, you didn't kill a deer. Honey, that poor deer, I feel so bad for the deer. That's what she said.
Well, you're alive and well.
I am.
The deer.
And she heard me yapping on the phone, so she went immediately to the deer. Anyway, enough stories. Andrew in Jamestown, what's on your mind? You're next.
Hey, morning, Scott. Morning, Todd. You know, I came up with a solution. I got it, and this is right up your alley, Todd. You know, the problem is participation awards. Participation awards are the problem, and I'll tell you why. And I'm sure I got this from Scott or you one time or another. Here's the deal. Problem is millennials these days, gimme, 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 gimme. There's no killer instinct anymore. And, you know, with the COVID thing the way that it is, participation awards are terrible because not only does it teach you to settle for second, it doesn't give you any reason to strive for anything.
Right. Exactly. Well, and in socialism, there's no incentive for excellence. You can just you can be as mediocre as you want to be, and it's okay.
You boil it down very well.
Andrew,
you boil it down, and I think, just one sec, I want you to finish this, but I think what I heard you say is participation trophies, in other words, everybody gets a trophy. Somebody didn't win and somebody didn't lose. Everybody's okay because we won't want Johnny to be offended because he's no good at baseball and he's still got a trophy. Isn't that great? Well, then there's no strive to win. But one thing I have to disagree with you on, and I'm bad at this. I say millennials all the time as sort of a dirty word. There are good millennials and bad millennials. And there are 30-something millennials now that are very different than 20-something millennials. And I would actually argue, what is it, X and Y that come after have more of that sort of entitlement mentality. But I know people who have been fighting this battle in schools since the 60s. So this isn't new. And whoever thinks a socialism is okay and that everybody ought to win and everybody really does win if you get what you want, whether they're 80 or they're 15, it's still a problem. And I think you've identified why it is a problem.
I would venture to just swerve off a little bit, Lanya. I this is a new problem to me. But I was raised, you were raised, Todd was raised. Anybody above the 60s or 60s back, in my opinion, was raised. You go out and you earn a living. Today, Gimme. And that's why you can't get kids to go to work these days. We give them excuses, Scott. You know, masks, COVID.
Again,
we'll give you
I agree with you. As we look at the parents, well, I'm just going to take my grandparents. Rest their soul. They're both gone. Ray and Myrtle Hennon and Adam and Bertha Tilges. Okay. And my grandpa on my dad's side was a mechanic. Okay. A really, really good mechanic. Ford tried to hire him and get him to go to St. Paul, but he was illiterate. And he said, I'm too scared. They said, we'll get you a secretary. You're dang good at fixing cars. We don't need you to read and write. My grandpa and, on my mom's side was a farmer. And, you know what? They just got up and worked every day. So that generation, then the one next, then the one next, then the one next, there's definitely been attrition. But, there's people in every generation that are gimme, 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 right? I mean, anybody that has a spoiled kid in the neighborhood, you know the spoiled kid, right? He wants a new car, he gets a new car. He wants a better pair of clothes, he gets a better. So they can have that gimme, 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 too. I don't want to put it all on one generation, but otherwise I agree with you 100%. It's a problem with society, and it's a lot more prevalent now. Let's see if others agree with Andrew. That's the problem. He's nailed it. He's figured it out. Participation trophy.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors. With the AutoCommand CVT from New Holland, this transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 AutoCommand tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
America at War. Rioters in Portland being released without charges. Citizens' First Amendment rights are being denied. For heaven's sake, a sitting president with silence. Industry with a stroke of a pen is destroyed where lives are forever changed. Their ability to provide for their family's welfare taken in an instant. Let us first kneel in our closets and ask God to disclose our own need for change. Then let us stand. Let's stand and fight. Install a flagpole. I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com and thank you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I was sitting there selling.
I'm in Grand Forks today, my adopted hometown at StrataCorp. Strata Strong, tell you what a company. What a company. And 100 years strong, they're amazing. They just are. And Jim Bradshaw and his team, it started with Bradshaw Gravel, became Strata. And you see their red trucks and the yellow lettering many places. You see their gravel pits. They have great partnerships with landowners everywhere. They're a rock-solid company, no pun intended, because they got a lot of rock and concrete and all the rest. These giant aprons at Air Force bases, they build them. You know, a sea of concrete, they do it. Great place to work, great people. Appreciate their hospitality today. All right.
Is that a locker room dry erase board behind you there? I'm trying to figure it out if this is a sports thing I'm reading. Or okay.
It is, yeah, and I have no idea what it means, but it says save, so I'm not touching it. But yes, it is. Yep. It is.
My first thought is I hope it's nothing proprietary, and then I saw, wait, it looks like a sports deal. So.
Yeah, I don't. I better mask the back of that so you're not seeing any kind of secrets.
But you have one of those filters you can use and just blur everything, or like you know.
Jim Bradshaw himself put me in this room, so I don't think he's concerned about it. But maybe I'll get like a flower backdrop a little later for you. There we go. Anyway, you can watch us on our social media and at frankspeech.com. Speaking of frankspeech.com, you know Fox News has canceled Mike Lindell, right? They canceled him, and this is costing. Mike, $1 million a week, because if he spends $1.5 million on Fox, then he gets...
Not to mention costing Fox $1.5 million, which what are they thinking?
It is costing them $1.5 million.
They don't need the money? But, are they doing that well?
Just in Mike world, if he spends $1.5 million a week on Fox, he gets $2.5 million from that, so he nets $1 million. You follow me? And I would like to make that up. But I'm not naive enough to think, as vast as this audience is in North and South Dakota and Minnesota, Montana on a good day, Wyoming, Nebraska, you get it, two Canadian provinces, but they're woke. Here is the deal. We can't. So we are encouraging people to learn more about the Lindell Legal Fund, because that's one way you can make it up, because Mike just writes checks for stuff. This cyber symposium that is happening in Sioux Falls is at his expense. He told me the other day when I said some version of this, I said, Mike, why don't you get some billionaires in a room and have them understand how much you're fighting for this country? He said, yeah, I did that. By the way, whenever you give Mike Lindell an idea, generally he's done it already. So he said, no, I did that. And he said, I flew out to California, my own expense. There are a bunch of billionaires in the room, billionaires with a B. And he said, we raised $100,000. Now, folks, when billionaires are in a room and you're raising $100,000 to save America, you don't have patriots in a room. It's kind of sad, actually. So the patriots are in this audience. And so what I need this audience to do is understand, look, whether you're buying his book, pillows, the great towel deal at $39.99, best deal ever right now at MyPillow.com. Just use the promo code Scott for whatever you buy. And know this, you're helping a patriot. Do incredible things, like the Cyber Symposium, where we will be next week, Monday. We're going to go down there before everybody, CNN, MSNBC, even the woke media. They're coming in Tuesday. We're there Monday. We're a little ahead of the game. But we'll have coverage of that Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. The most important thing is that you use any relationships you have with members of the state legislature, a county auditor, a state election official, cyber experts, and tell them, please go to frankspeech.com, get the details. He's put up a $5 million reward if you prove him wrong on this thing. So mypillow.com, promo code Scott, all you need to know, let's make up the difference for Fox News, best we can here in the heartland, by the book, which is a great gift for any youngster. Because every youngster will have adversity. Mike has two. 19 near-death experiences. What else could you buy? A Mike Lindell bobblehead. I have one in my office. The MyPillow pens, they're very good. You can buy a gift card and let them buy whatever they want for the dorm room. Sheets, towels, robes, you get it. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. Let's go to Muff. There's a name for you. Muff in Fargo, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Go.
Good morning. You had a long conversation yesterday with a gentleman about the Ashley Babbitt situation, and the guy you were talking to seems to think that the use of force continuum is just black and white. if the bad person's doing this, the cop can shoot him. If the bad person isn't, the cop can't shoot him. I have news for him. That use of force continuum is not black and white, and this Ashley Babbitt situation is the best example of a gray area there that I can think of.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, because I was trying to explain that in my own way, to say, yeah, it's easy to say that guy shouldn't have, fired a weapon, but go back and watch the whole video. They're saying, stop, 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 back up, back up, back up, or we're going to shoot, and they did. And sadly, someone died because of that. I equate that to the George Floyd situation. We sit there and second-guess a million ways to Sunday what Derek Chauvin did, and I happen to think that's a very unique case. But Derek Chauvin was in a very different situation than all of us from the sidelines, when the guy wouldn't get in the car, would resisted arrest, was on fentanyl, had passed counterfeit money, and had a criminal record. I don't know what I'd have done.
Well, it's to me, they're two very different things. But to get back to Ashley Babbitt, it's another good example of how police officers have less than a second a lot of times to make the decision whether to take someone's life or not. And then the whole rest of the world, including a jury of 12 people, has all the time they want to take to make the same decision.
Yeah, it's we don't have good perspective on this. We really don't. We really don't. And look, I wish Ashley Babbitt hadn't died. I wish she had listened to law enforcement when they said back up, instead of having the smile on her face and rushing into that. And again, there's some people who are Donald Trump supporters that were in Washington, D.C. for all the right reasons and in the Capitol for all the wrong reasons. And if we can't acknowledge that as conservatives just because they agree with us, then I'm checking out. I'm not part of that. Sorry.
Me too. And one more thing, Scott, and this is mostly for Maria and the deer. If the deer had looked both ways, the deer'd still be alive.
There you go.
If they just move those deer crossing signs over a little bit.
And here's the deal. I called her to say, I said, deer, D-E-A-R, not D-E-E-R. I said, deer. That's what my kids think their mom's name is, Deer, because I use that all the time. I said, Deer, I used to hear that accidents generally happen within a mile of home, and here I am darn near to Thompson. And she said, well, honey, the deer lived close by. So she did have a little humor there. But she
Scott,
was.
I've hit two of them with the motorcycle, and the second one, just like you this morning, the second one, I did not see that deer until its head was right directly in front of my headlight. That's the first time I saw that deer.
Oh,
well, that was the same thing with me, but I had a truck. I had a Trail Boss Chevy Silverado from North Dakota's home for Chevy Pucklich. Thank goodness, because I'm telling you, I love the truck before I hit the deer, but I love it a lot more since, because... The deer lost, the truck won, and pretty incredible. So appreciate that, Mom. Thank you for the call.
Yep.
And, I'm glad you helped me with Maria there on the deer. She does feel bad for the deer. Marty had a conversation with his son he wants to tell us about. Marty, we're going to get to you next, and then Jason Bohr from the Lake Nine Energy Council. More of your calls as we go. Mayor Polchinski and Senator Hope.
Hey, some big news. Eric Bolling is back on TV with a new show. Is that cool or what? Tune into Newsmax every weekday, 3 p.m. Central. Watch Eric Bolling on The Balance. Now, Eric is the balance to big media, woke politics, and the cancel culture. All this week, Eric is exposing the dangers of Joe Biden's inflation. It's already rising big time, and it could wipe out your wealth. Watch Eric Bolling on Newsmax this afternoon. More than 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems, except for Midco. They carry 11 liberal news channels, but won't carry Newsmax. What's up with that? Make sure you let Midco know you can switch. Also, find Newsmax free on streaming systems, Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. Download the free Newsmax app on your phone. Watch Newsmax today. Newsmax. It's real news for real people. I watch them on Roku and the app. You should too. Or call Midco today so you can watch it there.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia's ambassador to the United States said the Biden administration has asked for 24 Russian diplomats to leave the country when their visas expire on September 3rd. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen will provide an update to the House on Tuesday about the steps being taken to distribute $46.5 billion in federal funds that were allocated to prevent evictions during the pandemic. Election officials in Maricopa County, Arizona, issued a response to election audit subpoenas by the state Senate. In a letter on Monday, Maricopa Board Chairman Jack Sellers claimed the 2020 election was over. Arizona GOP Chair Dr. Kelly Ward said Sellers' response was unacceptable.
We are looking forward to the audit team processing the information that we must get from those new subpoenas. Voters deserve and demand a full audit shining a light on the good and on the bad in the 2020 election.
USA Radio News.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
On your mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, Jason Bourne, Lignite Energy Council, in a moment. We're going to talk about the woke world in which we live, and I use that word a lot, but it just surmises so many things. I guess the best way to sum it up is that, you know, when professors make decisions on life or death issues, things aren't good, and that happens in the energy world. It's a utopian. We don't need fossil fuels. We can do everything green. That's the world we live in. And whether we like it or not, we always got to speak truth to power. We can't compromise who we are. But we got to recognize there are Fortune 100 and Fortune 500 companies every single day that make investment decisions of where to put money, where to put resources, where to hire people, put infrastructure, provide jobs. And they live in this ESG, you know, environmental social governance world that basically says if you don't do what the woke green world wants you to do, we'll punish your company and tell people not to buy your stock. Now, I could look at that and say it's stupid, or I could say, what's the problem here? Greenhouse gases, carbon. Okay, how about if we manage the carbon? We can do that in North Dakota. Oh, now I'm listening, right? Bridging those two is something that the folks that provide affordable, reliable energy in the coal world do every single day. Jason Bohr is going to join us in a moment here to talk about it on What's on Your Mind. Let me just finish on the face of freedom a moment, because I didn't get a chance to tell you this in great detail, and then you guys let me know when Jason's ready to go here. Masks, as I said earlier, do not work as advertised. Okay, that's I believe very very clear. They're uncomfortable, they're unhygienic. We talked about the Spanish flu. One thing I haven't talked about is the face of freedom. They also obscure our humanity, and they undermine a child's development. I'm listening to experts when I tell you this. Okay, one fella that's written about this was on Tucker Carlson last night. Listen to some of what he said here and tell me if you agree or disagree with this, and then text me your response. Okay, well, this will be the text question of the day for the rest of the day, and I will select one person to win a gift from My Pillow. Okay, from Mike Lindell. Todd, can you roll Jeffrey Anderson from Tucker last night? See if you agree. Just tell me. All I want to know is I agree with that guy or I disagree with that guy. Roll it. Todd?
And human understanding. There's a reason that we have not concealed the face in the West. It's because we know that each individual human being is a unique individual. And the way we can tell that is largely, the way we identify someone is largely by his or her face. A country that forgets the importance of the face is probably also going to forget the importance of certain unalienable rights. when we walk around looking like faceless stormtroopers, it doesn't exactly inspire a lot of confidence that we're fit to be free, self-governing citizens in a republic.
Agree or disagree with that? Is that all the clips from that guy? Can I put them all together?
There's right one there? More.
Okay, go ahead and play the other one.
I think it certainly suggests that to some degree, and our willingness to go along with it says something about how we view ourselves in relation to them. We've had way too much government by public health official in recent months, or by executives who act like they're kings or emperors, rather than by representative legislatures who are supposed to be the ones representing us on these questions.
That's the big quote right there. And basically what he's saying is the mask mandates are an experiment we should not repeat. And the woke professional world is saying the exact opposite. And I've said this. If somebody owns a business and asks me to wear a mask, I can make a decision whether or not to shop there. If somebody owns a business and says to work here, you need to be vaccinated, I get to make the decision, doesn't mean I'm not going to say I disagree. Doesn't mean I'm going to not going to send a text to the CEO. I'm not going to be a sheeple. I'm going to say, explain to me why you want me to do that. And if that person happens to be a healthcare executive, like at Eventide and Sanford, that have said, we've made the decision that as of a certain date, we're going to require this, you decide whether you want to work there or not. You decide what their reasoning is. I believe the healthcare reason is the patient's got to come first. Okay, I get that. Makes sense. But I'll decide whether I want to work there or not. If I want to go get a loaf of bread at Cashwise and the sign says wear a mask, if it's explained to me properly, I'll respect the fact that they own that business. Same reason I think somebody can have a wind turbine on their land if they want a wind turbine. Doesn't mean that the market for wind has been falsely driven by utilities who are also woke because of all this ESG stuff. But give me a reason. Give me a reason and make it a solid reason, and it ought not be from some health official that's never been elected to anything, ever. I'm with this guy. Legislators ought to decide this. Legislators, the closest to the people. All right, that's my 2 cents. Tell me if you agree or disagree by texting me at 701-367-2054. President, CEO of the Lignite Energy Council, Jason Bohr, is back with us on What's on Your Mind, the champions of affordable, reliable energy, because they've been there, done that. Jason, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm good. What's on your mind today? Top of mind for Jason Bohr, Lignite Energy Council.
Great news for the coal industry in general, but specifically families, communities, individuals, everybody along that corridor from Coal Creek down to Bismarck and north into Minot. The news that was that we've been studying about the sale of Coal Creek that is now more official than ever, just great news for those communities, those families. You know, I can't say enough about the professionalism of those workers at the Falkirk mine at Coal Creek to be able to work for more than a year with this cloud hanging over and to be able to deliver electricity when we need it at most, right? Think of what they've had to work through, a polar vortex, heat waves, and electricity keeps coming. You know, you imagine going to work every day for 18 months or however long it's been thinking, I'm not going to have a job in X number of months. So anyway, kudos to those workers at Falkirk and Coal Creek and the management there who supported them and never gave up on this. So great news for the communities.
Well said, and thank you for saying it, because I think sometimes we get a bit transactional and we say, okay, Great River Energy doesn't want it anymore. They've given a window to decide whether or not to take it down brick by brick or to have another owner. You know, that's governed by a whole lot of board members sitting around a table and a Minnesota public utility, or in this case a co-op utility, right? And so beyond Lignite Energy Council's control, then you see somebody emerge who understandably wants to remain private while they negotiate, and there's just a whole lot you couldn't say. But meanwhile, those darn workers didn't know. There was uncertainty. Am I going to have this job? Am I not going to have this job? And all they did is get up every day to say, oh, I got to provide affordable, reliable electricity for the my neighbors, right? I mean, wow, incredible. So well said, for sure.
Yeah, and you said it great. I mean, the uncertainty that went into this with the transactional nature is all that so many people focus on. And But we had the luxury of a lignite energy council. We weren't in the middle of those transactional negotiations. We weren't making, we're in those rooms. So we had to focus on what we could focus on, which was building a longer runway for this deal to be successful if it went through. So that's why you saw the focus from us at the legislature to make the industry more competitive for everybody, not just for the new owner of Coal Creek, but for the existing utilities. And what that does is it continues to drive costs down for the consumers, so everybody wins anyway, but it also makes the entire industry more competitive. We're going through a period of transition. There is a lot more wind on the grid. There's a lot more gas on the grid. We have a new administration. There's new priorities. So we work with the legislature to get some policies in place that will allow us to examine some alternative priorities for the next 5 years and give us a better financial picture to do that from within. And at the end of the day, this new owner walks into a situation that is better now than what GRE was walking away from. So I think it's been an okay process. You know, it's not a great process because you never want to see that turmoil. But the result has been good, and we're okay with the result and excited for the result.
If you had to pick one thing that came out of the legislative session, by the way, just to finish, I think you'd agree with me on this, but everybody, literally everybody, state level, Governor Burgum, really empowered Brent Sanford to just get in the middle of those negotiations and go to town. Lieutenant Governor should get a trophy of enormous size for what he did, but it is part of the Burgum administration. Say again?
Yep, could not have done it without him. You're absolutely right. He was the single key person in this negotiation and this process, keeping it going, kicking it off, and never giving up. Yep, absolutely.
Now, if you had to pick one thing out of the legislative session, which was sort of the backdrop, as you say, to we don't know what's going to happen, but let's at least make coal more competitive. One thing you had to pick out of the session, what would it be that was the most, I guess, an insurance policy for the future on keeping affordable, reliable energy?
Well, you eliminated the conversion tax for coal that's being converted into electricity. That tax, and we eliminated that for 5 years, that provides millions of dollars in tax relief to increase the number of days that these power plants can operate in the market, the number of days that they can compete with low-cost wind, with low-cost natural gas. So I think that's the single biggest thing that we did short-term. Single biggest thing we did long term is the Clean Sustainable Energy Authority. We seeded that with tens of millions of dollars of cash and hundreds of millions of dollars of loan authority. That means that transition can now occur quicker for our other power plants. I mean, you and I have been talking about Project Tundra for 6 years now, and we got to move quicker than 6 years on Coal Creek. We got to move quicker than 6 years if there's another power plant that wants to do this. So I think those are the two biggest things from both a short-term perspective and a long-term perspective of saying, here's why you need to be excited about the coal industry.
I agree with you completely, and I think the legislature needs a victory lap and a giant trophy, too, because they recognize the value of coal as an affordable, always-on energy that ought to be priced accordingly. And we can't get the world to do that. China gets it. The U.S. is shutting them down. They're adding, you know, a ridiculous amount all the time. But we can get North Dakota to recognize it, and I think that was the win that I'm most excited about. Coal has been valued properly in the energy chain, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of those things that North Dakota has this tradition of taking matters into its own hands when the federal government or others are kind of doing it wrong. And you see that with the state bank. You see it with the state mill. And we're doing that with energy policy as well. We're doing it different in North Dakota. And we're not getting sucked into this contention that sometimes dominates Washington, D.C. around energy policy.
Jason Borg, to be continued. We do it on Energy Matters, too, with the Lignite Energy Council every single week. He just tweeted out a great article about the rise of U.S. solar power has brought a mountain of Chinese coal. That's not good, folks. Thanks, Jason. Appreciate your time.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford orthopedics and sports medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
There's a bottle of water, and then there's a 1 liter Ice Mountain 69-cent bottle of water that is good all month long. That's special at PetroServe USA. The Pearson Salted Nut Rolls, 2 for $1.50 in new flavors. Any size of fountain pop, 49 cents all month long, including the 32-ounce Lucky 7 cup. T-shirts, 3 for $9.99. Old Dutch Family Packs, buy one, get one. Fresh baked cookies, 3 for $2. All day, every day. Big hot summer sale is on. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and online at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. What do I need to know about a Hot Springs Spa?
That you need one. And 2021's the year to get one. And we will, unlike many dealers, have them in stock. So you might have to wait a little bit, but they're coming. It's one of those things you will not regret.
Wellness is the key word.
Wellness is.
Folks, Hot Springs Spas, Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, West Fargo, Grand Forks, tell them Scott sent you.
Wind. It's everywhere in North Dakota. A permanent and abundant natural resource. An energy source we should harness. Wind Energy paid $11 million in property taxes and $19 million to landowners in 2019. 26 counties, 1,000 landowners, and 3,400 employees stand united in wind energy. Wind Energy, a permanent and abundant natural resource for North Dakota. For more information, see ndforallenergy.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast. Want your money back.
What's for lunch today? I heard somebody ask that. Well, I'm happy to answer. Yeah. I did, by the way, have macaroni and beef hot dish yesterday. And it was so good, I can't begin to tell you. I went over to West Main Avenue, West Fargo. I had a hankering for a little macaroni and beef hot dish. And, you know, I read that yesterday on the air, and I went over there. So, I take advantage of these great specials at PetroServe USA, too. And I brought some cookies for the team, because we made our July, which, you know, that's a good thing. It's a good thing. Yeah, exactly. Anyway, so they got fresh homemade cookies, and I think Jeff Ogden told me, like, that cookie was better than any homemade cookie I've ever had. He said, well, it is homemade, number one. He said, just best cookie ever. I said, thank you very much. And yesterday they were on special. Or was it the muffins? I forget. I think the cookies were too. Today it's Double Stamp Tuesday, so you get your lucky 7 club card. But lunch today is meatball dinner in Harwood, spaghetti and meatballs, 12th Avenue and I-29. Valley City, your choice of chicken pot pie or the hot beef sandwich. Beef steak fritters in Glendon, tacos in Yulin, and I think that's about everybody. I got everybody in there. Homemade meatloaf. Oh, I forgot the meatloaf. West Main Avenue, West Fargo. PetroServe USA. I was filling up there yesterday, too, and three different people came up and said, I really enjoy the radio show. So please know that warms my heart. We appreciate you very much. So thank you for that. The kindest thing you can do is just tell us you listen and, you know, say something. Never be afraid to come up and say hello or I wish you'd shut your pie hole. Whatever. It doesn't matter. if you listen, that's all that matters.
Or whatever hole
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, exactly right. So I mentioned earlier I hit a deer on the way up here. The deer lost, the truck won. Thankfully, I was driving a Trail Boss Silverado for my friends at Pucklage. And I saw the value of that up. I never hit a deer before. Don't recall being in any kind of accident of any note on a highway or a freeway in my entire 56 years. So it was a bit of a, oh, wow. But the truck made me feel so safe. I'm not just saying it. I can't even begin to tell you. Steve Zahn is here from Pucklage. I just wanted to give him a chance to tell me what was so incredible about that experience, because he probably knows. He tells people this every day when they buy a 2020 or 2021 or a Chevy truck, period, at North Coast Home for Chevy. Chevy, it's the best possible decision you can make if and when you hit a deer, because it will happen. Steve, how are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Sounds like I'm better than you are this morning.
Well, I honestly didn't have time to be shook. I literally saw the deer a split second before it was on the edge, and I think I hit it. I hit it dead on, but it went down. It didn't come up, and you know where the hooks are, the toe hooks. That took the most damage, but the toe hooks are fine. The stuff around it, you know, got a little wrapped up. It drove all the way to Grand Forks with no problem, and the OnStar lady was literally on my phone before I slowed down to say, do I need to call 911? I mean, I'm not just saying this. I've never in my life. The seatbelt tightened, and the flashers automatically went on, but other than that, I noticed hardly anything. And I got out, I don't know, a half mile up the road, and just looked around, made sure nothing was touching the tires, and I drove on into Grand Forks. So, wow.
Well, I think you just touched on a couple of the coolest features the Chevrolet Silverado has. One being the amazing sensors up front that lock down the safety systems around you and the seat, and then at the same time, OnStar was on the phone in a matter of seconds, calling you to make sure you're okay.
Yeah, and so you take comfort in that, and if I hadn't been okay, and I have think, I'm glad I didn't see it, because then I maybe would have done a quick swerve at 78 miles an hour, cruising down the interstate, and that's never good, right?
No, not at all.
I mean, sometimes I think you're better hitting the deer. I feel bad for the deer, but, you know, the deer, that's the circle of life. It'll be okay. Explain the part you just told me about what the Chevy instantly does, the Chevy Silverado, the feature there safety-wise. I get OnStar, which is a great product in GM vehicles. It just is phenomenal. It's just peace of mind for the reason I just explained there. And by the way, when I picked that vehicle up, Steve Robertsdahl in Valley City explained to me everything. Here's what OnStar does. Do you want that, yes or no? Of course I do, right? I mean, and walk through every feature of the car. That's a value to it, Pucklage. You know, I've never had anybody explain every feature in that car and what it does so that I am able to actually use the vehicle. So I felt like that was great. I'm glad he told me that was a sound purchase. What about the safety features? Tell me that again, you just said.
Well, all the Silverados, in fact, pretty much all the Chevrolets in today's world are built to protect the driver and build a cocoon around that driver. So if you know something happens, the seatbelt's on that good lock and hold you in place. Like, as you mentioned, the flashers come on, and there's sensors all around that front of that vehicle that are designed to tell the airbags whether they should or shouldn't go off based on the severity of the hit and the amazing crushability. You know, all vehicles that are designed to have crush panels and to crush and take the energy out of the impact, whether it be a deer or, as you know, I hit a moose a year and a half ago. That was a fairly large impact. And all that stuff is designed to do what it's supposed to do based on the severity of the accident, and it works really well. And I think the one thing you brought up that we tend to forget about, and it's unique to Chevrolet, is the OnStar, and that is, again, a system that simply says the minute you hit, you know, something hit that car, it activates and alerts OnStar that there's a problem. And if you, you said, they reached out to you in the pickup and said, hey, are you okay? And if you had not responded, they would have automatically called 911 and sent them the ambulance right to your location, an emergency vehicle location.
They were trying to do that, and I said, you know, let me pull over. Somebody's going to need to pull that deer off because they're a half mile behind me, but I don't think I need 911, right? And I looked at the car and said, I'm okay. But, yeah, they were asking immediately. It was incredible. Here's the lesson in this, folks. Deer are out there. You're going to hit deer. If you do, you want to be in a Chevy. I'm just telling you. And Pucklich is North Dakota's home for Chevy. Thank you, Steve Zahn. Appreciate it. Appreciate the truck a lot.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.